Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today, producing quality cattle for a great eating experience. Mark McCulley from Certified Angus Beef joins us next.
Purple Wave is conducting a retirement auction for Lebeda Farms of Ponca City, Oklahoma that will end on March 20th. Place your bids on John Deere tractors, combines, headers, and an air seeder, a Shaben pull-behind sprayer, Kenzie planter, heavy trucks, tillage implements, and more. Bidding is open now, and we'll sell each item to the highest bidder without a reserve or minimum bid on Wednesday, March 20th, beginning at 1 p.m. Don't wait. Visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Hi, I'm Lance Brown, a dairy farmer from Blanchard, Oklahoma. Did you know that 97% of farms are family-owned? This includes my family's dairy farm. Dairy farming is more than just a job for my family, it's our way of life. To learn more about the dairy farm families behind your milk and life on the dairy farm, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Today's report brought to you by the American Angus Association, America's Breed. Growing up, when we saw that Good Housekeeping seal of approval, we knew with confidence that that product was excellent. Well, Beef Quality Assurance is a similar type seal today, as it ensures best animal care practices and for consumers a high quality end product. Vice President of Production for Certified Angus Beef, Mark McCulley, says that Beef Quality Assurance, BQA, is something that he believes is very important for consumers today in helping them understand in raising high-quality cattle and producing great beef.
You know, we do so many good things right. I mean, you know, stewardship and care of the animals, care of the land, that's ingrained in what we do in cattle production. But the Beef Quality Assurance Certification Program really helps maybe put a stamp on that and really give some additional assurances of all those good practices that are being done well. And at the same time, I think we can always learn, right? I think there's always reminders as we go through refreshers or maybe first-time trainings on some of these things, whether it be around animal care and handling, whether it be around antimicrobial stewardship, probably some areas we can learn and look at improving some spots in our operation.
Consumers want to know more these days about how their beef is produced. As a result, packers have been encouraging producers and feeders to become BQA certified and adopt what they consider to be the industry standard. This in turn gives us a way to pursue quality assurance improvement from gate to plate.
The Beef Quality Assurance Program has been pointed to by many of the end users, some large chains out there today, and the packers have responded to that, their adoption of BQA as really the gold standard. And that's becoming a requirement now that end users are wanting to only buy beef that has come through BQA certified suppliers. So as a result, we're seeing our packers respond to that and asking their feeders to all become BQA certified. And again, I see it as a real success story. We have our end users, our retailers that are adopting the industry standard, the program that the industry built as one that really fits, is built by cattlemen for cattlemen, and that's the system that they're adopting. And so I think that's a really, really exciting success story.
BQA certification has proven to have made improvements in both meat quality and cattle care. McCulley says consumer trust is as a proven indicator of sales, and BQA is the type of program that increases purchasing confidence.
We've seen a tremendous improvement in the overall quality. And, you know, first we think probably quality grade, and that's basically marbling, and which is a predictor of eating experience the consumer has with our product. And that's been well documented. We've seen a much higher percentage of choice, premium choice, certified Angus beef prime in the business. And that's been a direct response of cattlemen really focusing on the consumer, responding to the economic signals of to produce more of that high quality product. So that's been a huge success story, I believe, overall for the industry. But as well, and I think as the National Beef Quality Audit, part of Beef Quality Assurance has identified, we've also done a really, really nice job of eliminating carcass blemishes, bruising. We've set some targets over the history of the National Beef Quality Audits of areas that we can get better, reduce fat, increase the marbling in our product, reduce the blemishes. And the industry has really responded to those targets. It's really allowed cattlemen to set their focus on improving the overall quality of our beef product, and that's happened.
And Mark McCulley says if you've not trained yourself in the Beef Quality Assurance Program Maybe it's time you did.
It's a great thing for us to point to as a brand to really highlight the great work that cattlemen are doing.
For information, go to www.bqa.org. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
And that's your Beef Buzz, our beef industry news. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.